This is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of the Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 77, 80 Ayin Zion. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for a fully interactive online yeshiva. Try it. You'll be surprised. Chapter Ayin Zion begins with the Pasuk Lamnatzeach al Yedutun La'asaf Mizmor. This introductory Pasuk contains words that are familiar to us, Lamnatzeach, to the conductor, La'asaf, one of the authors of Tehillim, Mizmor, and then the word Yedutun, which we have seen previously in chapter Samach Bet 62, and it's not clear. Let's assume that Yedutun is again the name of a family of Leviim, of people who participated actively in the Avodah of the Beit HaMikdash, especially the Avodah of music, of singing, reciting, choral kinds of presentation that were connected to the words of the Tehillim. The first part of this parak, which contains 21 psukim, has to do with complaints that Bnei Yisrael make about their situation. The situation is not stated explicitly, but is general enough so that the chapter of Tehillim could be adjusted to fit a variety of situations that that are caused even in our own time. Pasuk Bet Koli El Elokim Ve'etzaka. Koli el Elokim Mahazin Elai. My voice screams out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the voice of my supplication, the voice of my prayer. And I etzaka, meaning constant, ongoing supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koli el Hashem. Koli el Elokim, v'azin elai. Koli el Elokim. I turn to God, and ha'azin elai. And I hope that God will listen. So that this kind of introduces us, of course, to one of the mysteries of prayer. And there's no doubt that people pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result of specific situations that they find themselves in, and the hope that heaven will respond, that things will get better. And it's never easy for us to know if there was a response, and if things got better because of the response, if they didn't get worse, and that was the response, or that there was no response from heaven. Biyom tzarati, Hashem Adonai darashti yadi laila nigra v'lo tafug me'ana inachem nafshi. Biyom tzarati, darashti, I supplicated, I demand, I looked for, I sought out God, because somehow tzara, a time of great pain and trouble, is identified in my mind with the absence of God. Biyom tzarati, Adonai darashti. That was the prayer. The prayer is just, where is God? And why is God not helping me? And the assumption is that goodness and closeness somehow go together. Yadi Laila Nigra. Yadi Laila Nigra. At night, my arm is almost bleeding from the energy that I expend in moving things around. May Anna Hinachem Nafshi. May Anna Hinachem Nafshi means that I don't find a source of solace and salvation. May Anna Lafug Nafshi. Pasuk Dalit. Pasuk. Pasuk Dalit, Ezkira Elokim Vemaya. I remember God, and I turn to God with a prayer. Asicha Vatit Atef Ruchi Sela. Asicha, I speak the words of prayer. Sicha is a word that is parallel sometimes to tefillah, but it's the kind of tefillah that people say when they are distressed and disappointed. Vatitate fruchi, I don't have any strength left, and My spirit is low. And then the word Sela. Pasuk Hei, Achazta Shmurot Einai, Nif'amti V'lo Adaber. Achazta, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, held on to my eyelids, the things that watch over my eyes. And so somehow I am so concerned and so full of prayer and so constantly involved that I don't sleep. Nif'amti v'lo adaber. Nif'amti is like I'm shocked. I'm in a state of, so I'm praying a tefillah and sicha at the same time. V'lo adaber. And I'm so overwhelmed by the situation, I have no words to use. Chishavti yamim mikedem. Shnot olamim. Chishavti yamim mikedem. Why is it that I cannot speak? He says, because I look back at how things used to be, at the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, for the world and the world in which he lived. Shnot olamim. Shnot olamim. I evaluated the age of the world. I went through all of the history of the world, and I saw that that there was a different time, that it was not always so stressful as it is today. Eskera niginati balaila. I remember in the old days, niginati, that things were different, that we played music in honor of God. Prayer was not just supplication at distress and the inability to speak, but prayer was a wondrous event. Eskera niginati. My spirit would speak to my heart, and I was able to I look for this former spirit that we had hala olamim yisnach Adonai. Lo Yosef Lirtzot Od, he says, is this the way it's going to be forever? Is it going to be always this connection? A tefillah does not make its mark where there is no specific change that takes place, and that God will never turn back and face his people in a positive way. I mean, is this possible? He'afes la'netzach chasdo, kamar omer le'dor, dor. This is the feeling. This is the feeling that you have, that things have changed, that there is no way to reestablish that connection. Hashachach chanot er. In Kafatz Be'af Rachamav Sela. You mean that God has forgotten Chanun V'Rachum, that God is no longer looking upon us in a favorable way? In Kafatz Be'af Rachamav. In Kafatz Be'af Rachamav. Kafatz means to clench the fist, that his mercy is hidden. Is that possible, that we are no longer dealing with a merciful God? So that there is prayer, and this is the first section of the chapter that we are looking at, Perek Ayin Zayin. There is prayer which reflects tremendous disappointment. Is a more optimistic kind of prayer, where you feel that within the context of all the goodness that is being made available to man, the small point of darkness will surely be alleviated if we try just a little bit harder, if we actively pray for this goodness. All of this will surely take place. But then there is another situation where everything is dark, unpleasant, unhappy, where we are unable to see that things will change. And so prayer itself creates the ongoing disappointment. Is it possible that the relationship that makes prayer possible, necessary, viable, is that relationship no longer true? Is that what all of this means? All of this dark and black and unhappy and difficulty and pain, is that what it means? That we are no longer able to pray to God at all? And we look back to the way it used to be. And that's what we say to ourselves. We say, look, it used to be a different world. It was a world of wonders, a world of miracles, a world of thanksgiving. And that's really the description in the second part of this chapter. starting from Pasuk 11 until Pasuk 21, the descriptions of the former world, Pasuk Yudbet, Pasuk 12, Askir Ma'alaleika. I want to mention what happened in the world. I want to explain both at the same time my hopes that we will again be in that world, the world of Ma'alaleika. And I want also to make sure that you understand that I would like to explain the distress that I have, the uncertainty that I live with, the question that I have about my effective prayer, whether this is something that will work or not. Azkir Mahalalei Hashem Ki Ezkirav Mikedem Pil'echa. I remind myself, Mikedem, the ancient times, Pil'echa, I mean the wonders and the miracles that you were responsible for. V'hagiti b'chal kol pe'alecha. I will think about, right? I think about and I talk about all of the wonders that the world was granted from heaven. U'ba'alilotecha asicha. The things that you do, asicha, I will talk about them again and again, because that's the world of prayer. That's the world where it seems to me that prayer is effective. Elokim, pasuk yudalet, bakodesh darkecha, bikel gadol kelokim, elokim, bakodesh darkecha. Says, Ata, you God, act bikdusha. In other words, what God does increases the sanctity of the world. The notion that sanctity, and to some extent, is reasonable, possible, acceptable for us. Elokim, bakodesh darkecha, mikel gadol kelokim. So that there is a rather extensive discussion from here until the end of the chapter of all of the various great miracles and interventions that we remember when we think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those interventions, those reactions, those special moments in history are necessary in order for us to be able to pray. Because tefillah is dependent on optimism. It's dependent on the fact that we believe that tefillah works. Even if we don't see it working, even if we ask for a specific kind of refuah, a specific healing for a specific person, a specific illness. It's not so much that we make some condition, as we say to God, if this doesn't work, then I'm not going to daven anymore. But there has to be a sense of optimism about the enterprise of tefillah. And that even though we don't question justice, we don't question divine justice, but we have to feel that we live in a miraculous world. We have to feel that we live in a world of divine intervention in order to daven. And even if the result is not exactly what we had considered or thought about or imagined that the result would be, we still do not question the fact that we live in that miraculous world, in the world of God's intervention. And while we don't always understand what the shikulim, how God evaluates the situation, we are confident that prayer was helpful in making that evaluation. But that's only if we live in the world of miracles. It's only if we live in a world where we kind of feel that the miracles are happening all the time, and we are dealing with a miraculous kind of world. However, if we see the world of miracles as something in the past, we see the world of miracles as something that has taken place, but it's not really part of our world anymore, then obviously tefillah, davening, becomes very difficult. I mean, how could you daven if you don't live in the world of miracles? That's the point that the mizmor is trying to make. So, again, we daven because we live in a world of miracles. And living in a world of miracles doesn't mean that we see a particular miracle taking place as a result of the prayer that we have offered. No, it's not that. Rather, the miracles that are all around us, that we see all the time, indicate to us again and again that the world is a miraculous place. And that somehow the prayer that we introduce into that world of miracles is meaningful and viable. And even though we don't always see the particular result that we are aiming for, or asking for, or longing for, that doesn't mean that prayer is a hopeless or unacceptable situation. What makes prayer hopeless, chas v'shalom, is that we suddenly find ourselves living in a mechanistic world where everything is mechanically preordained, where there's an effect, and that effect is the result of a cause, and that cause can only produce that effect, and that kind of world is a world in which tefillah is naturally difficult. Because even if you believe that tefillah is good for you in some way, that tefillah manages to make you a better person, let's say standing humbly before God and davening without any particular purpose, but is purifying in a way, even if you believe that, it's still hard to ignore the fact that generations upon generations of Jewish thinkers thought or concluded that prayer was something real, something that really helped, that they made a difference. And so that in order to maintain this position of prayer, it is important for us, it's necessary for us, it's the only possibility for us, in fact, is to live in the world, in this miraculous world. And the Mizmor describes the break that could take place between the miraculous world of the past and the mechanistic world of the present. Hello.
Shalom
aleichem. Aleichem shalom. Very much near.